But now it's 11 o'clock and we have the first of our four nightly programmes from the Celtic Connections Festival in Glasgow. Let's go over there now to Glasgow's Royal Concert Hall, where Marianne Kennedy is waiting to introduce World on Three, live from Celtic Connections.
Well, it's a dark January night. We're in Glasgow and there's music just about everywhere we turn. It can mean only one thing. We are at the Celtic Connections Festival. I'm Marianne Kennedy, and for the next four nights here on World on Three, I'm going to be bringing you some of the riches of this year's festival roster, with highlights from festival shows and, of course, live guests here at the late night sessions in the Royal Concert Hall. Tonight, my guests are from Home and Away, and the first band, well, it's a little bit of both. One of the seminal bands in the new Nordic movement, with their mixture of Scottish and Norwegian folk. Please welcome Freebo.
Chatte, for chatte, i det grønne strå, nyde og takke og vi. Thank you very much. Thank you. It's wonderful to be playing for you. We've had a fantastic week, doing all sorts of concerts all over the place. We were playing just on Sunday night there in Edinburgh. And we've been doing some collaboration concerts with a fantastic band called Blue Moose and the Unbuttoned Zippers, who have unfortunately gone home, so we can only live happily in their memory. But now we'll carry on with a tune which we wrote on a trip in Norway and walking down a mountain at 6 a.m. Thank you.
Fantastic stuff from Fribo there. And Anna Sofia Lingavall-Dalna, I know you're not feeling totally on top form, but you are. You've taken the appropriate drugs, and we're really glad you're here. You are one of the bands that are sort of in at the heart of that new Nordic thing, the crossing over of the extremely cold waters between us and your homelands over in Scandinavia. But you've had a bit of a lineup change in this band over the past year or so. How has the music changed?
It's changed. Hannah has studied at Berkeley in Boston, and she has a lot of Americana style to her playing, as well as being from Edinburgh. So it's quite an interesting and quite a good fun development there. And then we have a Swedish percussionist who's fantastic. So very interesting, extremely fun development, and more instrumentation, Alec on bass, and good fun.
That's great. Here was me thinking crossing the Baltic and the North Sea was bad enough, but the Atlantic as well. Do you actually have to manage across the water to be able to keep the gigs going? Because you're based over in Brooklyn at the moment, aren't you, Hannah?
Yeah, living in Brooklyn, just moved there in September, so that's going really well.
That's going to be really interesting for rehearsals.
God bless.
Anyway, you have a fantastic album out at the moment called Hap, which has been really well received, and I know that you're going out touring again in the spring.
Yeah, we're going to go to the UK and then Scandinavia, so lots of concerts coming up. Looking forward to that.
As are we, and I'll let you carry on with the set now and let you introduce the next number. Thanks very much to Fribo.
We'll play you a song that I wrote, and it's called Freshwater Salt, and it's it has a bit of a moan in the chorus, and it's also a bit of a love song. So here we go. It is sung by the delightful Hannah Reid.
Magnus had to go back to Sweden, unfortunately. So tonight we have the very talented and wonderful James McIntosh on percussion.
There's 100 men in 100 rooms, in 100 towns trying to take us down. Music on the left and money on the right, in my battlefield in the morning light. Where falls the sun on a chestnut ground, I left my soul in a heavy crowd. Summer will be mine forevermore. Dark belly trails, will you take me where I am bound by a single hair? There's 100 men in 100 rooms, in 100 towns trying to take us trying to take him down. There's 100 men in 100 rooms, in 100 towns trying to take us down. after. My love is salt and I cannot dive, and I'm bound by the rhythm of losing time. There's 100 men in 100 rooms, in 100 towns trying to take us down. There's 100 men in 100 rooms, in 100 towns trying to take us down.
We reached the last one now in our set, and we're going to do a tune called Boat Full of Goats, which is about a story when I took loads of goats on a boat across the fjord. Great story. You should have been there, really. Definitely worth a wee tune. So thank you so much, and I hope you enjoy your evening. And yeah, here we go.
Som låg klar mot fastlandet det var över fjorden glidande. Båten fyller gejtingen, nästa hajkas och skulle ske en småbåt där med kalte knä. Lätten ena sprang till båten som låg klar mot fastlandet det var över fjorden glidande. Båten fyller gejtingen, nästa hajkas och skulle ske en småbåt där med kalte knä.
som hon tar och fastan är det bara över fjorden glidande. Och hon fyller jag i sängen i sta hejta så skulle tjejen slå på den är kallt och kallt. Kläten är där sprang sig båten som hon klar med fastan är det bara över fjorden glidande. Och hon fyller jag i sängen i sta hejta så skulle tjejen slå på den är kallt och kallt. Bås fyller gås och gås och fyller bås.
Thanks a million to Ewan, Anna Sophia, Hannah, James and Alex. Freebo's current album is called Hap and you can check that and all the other artists nominated in this year's Songlines Awards as they are by heading for the magazine's website. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy and World on 3 at the late night sessions here at Celtic Connections. My other guests tonight include Piper Extraordinaire Fred Morrison and his own transatlantic session, something very special there. I'm not sure how often they get to play the whole lineup of his wonderful Outlands album, but that we shall have tonight, and Canadian country duo Madison Violet. But I'm going to welcome my next guest here, who is a very fine singer and songwriter. Please welcome Rob Noakes. Now, it was a Rob Noakes and Friends gig tonight, but with your past career and friends list that, well, you could name drop until the middle of next week, that must have been some cast list this evening.
Well, I think it was. I chose a number of people for, put a band together with people that I'd worked with before, but they hadn't all worked together before. Little units of them had Hilary Brooks was on keyboards, Davy Payton on the bass, Richard Brunton on guitar, Fraser, my regular, on harmonica, of course, and James McIntosh, you've just heard on the drums, was upstairs playing with me earlier this evening, and then invited a couple of friends, Rod Clements from Lindisfarne, who I've known a long time, and Jimmy McGregor, a seminal, influential person to us all, really, from his time with Robin Hall, when he used to play on the Tonight programme, and also the fact he'd been involved in Skiffle, which I heard when I was very young, and Monica Queen.
Sounds like some lineup. Must have been some gig upstairs.
It was. Well, you know, it's not for me to say, really, but the folks seem to enjoy it.
Is anybody
all, right?
Here upstairs? Yes. There you go. Rob brought his and friends down with him. But you were also involved in a very special gig. Well, one gig that turned into two nights, remembering Gerry Rafferty.
Indeed. The last time we talked was when Celtic Connections was launched over at Pacific Quay, there at the BBC building, and we were talking about that, and it was very early stages. Well, the first one sold out in a matter of days, and Donald Shaw and the rest of the folks at Celtic Connections managed to kind of reschedule a little bit and freed the following day, the Monday, and that sold out quickly as well. So again, I had a core band there, Roddy Hart and the Lonesome Fire, a bunch of young, really, really good, diligent, and, you know, generous musicians, really. You could go on from Glasgow.
Loads of songs, loads of stories going back to Steeler's Wheel days and so on.
And before that, yeah.
Well, we're going to let you take centre stages now, and I'm glad to see that you've brought Fraser Spears, fantastic Muthi player, down with you. But tell us first about this first song that you're going to give us, Gently Does It.
I'm going to sing Gently Does It. I wrote this back in 1985 when I saw Alex Campbell. Alex Campbell was a great Scottish folk singer, raconteur, more than a folk singer, really. You know, he'd burst in the streets of Paris in the early 50s and all of that, had loads of tales to tell. And he was a big, kind of, sometimes obstreperous, but generally gregarious and noisy man. And I saw him, I'd known him for some years, and I saw him at this festival in Denmark. And it was the first time I'd seen him in a long time, and he'd suffered from throat cancer, which is a pretty ghastly thing for anyone to suffer from. But for him, who lived to make a noise and draw attention to himself, it was completely debilitating. And I wrote this song that afternoon, and I managed to perform it to him then before we did a concert in the evening. So it's turned into a kind of commemorative song, although he was still alive when it was written. And I'd like to just kind of all of us remember the number of influential musicians. I probably won't manage to name them all, but this year or last year, 2011, there was the aforementioned Mr. Rafferty, of course, and my good friend John Watt, underrated, but also people like Etta James, Jerry Lieber, Bert Jansch, Ray Fisher, Mike Watterson, all departed last year, a lot of really influential characters. So I'd like to sort of wrap them up into this song as well. Gently Does It. Gently does it. For a change, I used to think you were just like a mountain ranger. Big boots stomp where small men fear to tread. I can hardly believe what I just read. A few years ago, you'd been on this road so long. I hear they're building the highway to take you home. They say you can't travel anymore, but you've got the key to a new front door. I'll be glad to know you once set it all, and as high as you stand, you've got so far to fall. A few years ago, you've been on this road so long. I hear them building a highway to take you home. We do not always say eye to eye. You get difficult, dangerous, I'm damned if I lie. But we all pay the price and they placed your ante high. And a few years ago you'd been on this road so long. I hear they're building a highway to take you home. Gently does it. For a change, I used to think you were just like a mountain ranger. Big boots stomp where small men fear to tread. I can hardly believe what this letter said. A few years ago, you'd been on this road so long. I hear they're building a highway to take you home. A few years ago, you'd been on this road so long. I hear them building a highway to take you home.
Thank you very much.
I'm joined now, as Marianne said, by Fraser Spears, harmonica player, or muthi player, as we say here, extraordinaire. And we'd like to give you a relatively recent song. It's called A Brighter Blue. Had a few attempts at writing this song, three in fact. My editor, producer kept rejecting them, saying, no, get away back and rewrite that. And then I saw the National Theatre of Scotland's production of Peer Gynt, which was a boisterous, terrific affair. And I left that saying, that's the key to it, that's what the song is. So it's a wee bit of an attempt in a narrative sense to condense that story into a 3-minute song, A Brighter Blue.
A weary traveler came in from the coast. I've got some big idea seeded bones. Follow me, I'll show you where to go. I'll share with you everything I know. You'll see it come through. A brighter blue. He got caught up telling us all about his dreams. All I could say was things aren't what they seem. He could not tell what was good from what was bad. He got what he wanted, but he lost what he had. Let it slip through his brighter blue. Across the bay, he sang of everything he abandoned yesterday. A future with no past has no idea where to start, how to get from here. Let it shine through. Brighter blue. Strong and true. You'll see it too. Through and through.
Thanks so much again to Rab Notes and Fraser Spears playing live at the late night sessions here at Celtic Connections. And you're listening to the first of 4 special editions of World on 3 coming from the heart of the festival once again. We are here at the Glasgow Royal Concert Hall, but of course there's music at the festival going on all over the city, from the vaulted ceilings of St Andrew's in the Square to the more intimate surroundings of Bar Brel to upstairs and the swanky auditorium here in the concert hall. And I promised you highlights from some of the festival's gigs around the town. So here is a first instalment from one of the big world music names visiting Celtic Connections this year, and visiting, I have to say, I think, one of the most atmospheric venues that Glasgow has. The Old Fruit Market played host at the weekend to Senegal's Orchestra Baobab, and as you can hear now, they were in spectacularly fine form.
Little bit of a dog, get you. more below. Some of my mambura, Berra, Momadan Wapnani, Mokumam Rudigon, Nomadato, Timanami, Papanja, Asano, my name Baguna.
Orchestra Baobab playing at the Old Fruit Market at the weekend as part of Celtic Connections, and we have more from that gig in a wee while. But first, I'd like to introduce our next guests. They're led by one of a dynasty of pipers from South Uist in the Western Isles, and his distillation of tradition and boundary-breaking ideas have marked him out as one of the great pipers of his generation and a huge influence as well on many young musicians. Please welcome Fred Morrison.
Thank you very much.
Now, Fred, I'm going to squeakle in beside you here for just a quick word.
Sure.
Now, Outlands, fantastic album, yeah. Blending your own traditions and bluegrass. It can't be very often that you get to have the whole all-star lineup playing on stage with you.
No, in fact, this is the first time that we've ever done it. We've played with Tim a few times. We played here a few years ago on a tuner, and it's handy, you know, when, you know, if we're over at festivals and we can hook up. But this was the first time that we actually set up to play the lineup as is, you know, and get Ron over, which has just been, you know, just been brilliant.
Get that, Tim and Ron. This is Ron Block and Mr. Tim O'Brien. Joining as well, some regular dodgy folks from Scotland. We have Martin O'Neill and Baran and Matthew Watson
Yeehaw.
Here on guitar.
Whoa.
Now, I know that in Gaelic we do call grass gorum or blue, what is the connection between, what did you hear as you were going in to create this Outlands album, bringing these two traditions together?
I honestly to goodness, we were just having a tune up in the room there with Ron, just, you know, like jamming away, and indigenous, it's the same underlying feel and rhythm to me. I mean, I'm sure you're the same. But that's what I feel. It's all the one to me.
It's great. It's all the one language.
It's like Glasgow. It's all one. Right. Let's have it. Please welcome Fred Morrison and friends.
Okay. I'll just go straight on. Okay, we're going to play you Leaving Uist and the Lochaber Badger. I know most people know the Badger. Leaving Uist I wrote when I left Uist, basically, a few years ago. And you know what it's like in the islands. It's very kind of heart-wrenching place to leave. So it's kind of sad but hopeful. And then we'll crank it up with a Badger. Here we go. You okay, man? I thought I was going to get interviewed again there, sorry. Sorry. I actually... Mary Ann always tells the story when she was presenting a TV programme I was doing with her. And they filmed us in the morning, and I had long hair in the morning. And I went out at lunchtime and got a really short haircut. And they had to do the link. I had to film in the afternoon and be the same person. She was utterly furious. So... It was nice, it was kind of a wee bit bobbed at the back there. Right, I'll behave myself now. Okay, we're going to do the Kansas City Hornpipe.
Yeah.
I'll just tune these for a second. There's no point in... Why break the habit of a lifetime? Oh, jeez, oh, just as well. That's us. Yeehaw. There we go. Okay. Go yourself, guys. Thank you. Sorry. I've only got the one bag here. Somebody got a wee poly bag there. Okay, I'm just going to tune these pipes. Then we're going to do you a tune called The Hard Drive. I was explaining it in the concert earlier on that the great Bill Monroe, when he was asked to describe bluegrass music, he said it's Scotch bagpiping, old-time fiddling, played with a hard drive. So here's The Hard Drive, this tune. And I think that's us done after that, so I'd just really like to say again a really special thank you to Tim and Ron for joining us here. It's been an absolute blast. Thank you, Johnny. Thanks so much. My pleasure. And also to these two guys, Matthew and Martin. They're my pals, but I always forget them. It's like getting breathalyzed, as you know. I wouldn't know that, of course. What a silly man. Okay, I'll just take this wee bit of tape off the C note, and that's us. Okay, this is The Hard Drive. It's quite a Yahoo tune once it cranks up. So I'm sure you'll give us a hook or a chook or two. Or maybe you don't speak Gaelic, I don't know. Like, anyway, man, on you go. Go yourself. Thank you.
absolutely fantastic stuff. You can hear now why the man has been dubbed Fred Zeppelin. Fred Morrison, Tim O'Brien, Ron Block, Matthew Watson, and Martin O'Neill there. The very first time they've been able to play the album lineup out live here at Celtic Connections. And that story about the hair is true, by the way. And he defends himself by saying that his wife had ordered him to get a haircut while he was in town. So there you go. Anyway, we are going to head back to This Weekend Past and that fantastic Fruit Market gig we were hearing a little of a little earlier on with the great Senegalese big band orchestra Baobab. And here is one of my favourites, their classic Otras Horas.
For Glasgow, for people of Glasgow, this song.
come stimati
alla forza così.
Now this song.
Orchestra Baobab playing the Celtic Connections Festival, and it was such a good concert that we're going to bring you some more highlights from the Old Fruit Market in Friday's World on Three. So to my final guests tonight, and they've had a very good year of it, currently nominated in the East Coast Music Awards in Canada, Madison Violet, currently halfway through their UK tour, just finished a sellout gig at the O2 ABC up the road in Sauchiehall Street, but they don't quite get to relax yet. They have agreed to join us for just a couple of songs, and I'm absolutely delighted to have the two of you, Brenly and Lisa, here with us tonight. Thank you very much. Now, just tell me very quickly, how was the gig?
It was fantastic. They were an amazing audience. They were one of those ones that gave you back. Anything we gave them, they gave us 100% back.
And Brenly, with names like McEachern and McIsaac, now I know it's a Cape Breton connection. It is on both sides, isn't it?
It is, and we have big, huge Scottish families.
So is this a first visit to Scotland, or is this returning to play?
Returning, about, I think it's maybe our fifth time here.
And you must feel at home.
Sure do. I think our families come from the Isle of Egg and the Isle of Skye, if you go back far enough. So we've got the roots in our blood.
And that's very good quality. I'm half Skye myself, so I approve.
Maybe we're related.
I'm sure if you go far enough back. But anyway, let's talk more music. I'd like to say thank you very much to all our guests tonight here on World on Three. We're here all week. Do join us again on World on Three tomorrow night and through till Friday night. But for the moment, I'm going to leave you in the very lovely hands and voices of Madison Violet. Good night.
Search.
searching for the good here, good and goodbye. I've been searching for the good here, good and goodbye. I've been searching for the good here, good and goodbye.
Pretty late to be up right now, and it's a school night, yes?
Well, we are going to play a song from our last record called No Fool for Trying. This song is called The Ransom, and we wrote this song while we were feeling a little bit road weary, and we decided to submit this song to the John Lennon Songwriting Contest, and lo and behold, it won it for the whole world. So we got lucky. Funny how you write a song about not
wanting to be on the road.
Madison Violet, ending our first live visit of the week to Celtic Connections, which is Glasgow's winter festival. And as Mary-Ann Kennedy, who presented that concert, said, we're going to be back there tomorrow night for more late-night sessions at 11 o'clock. That's here on BBC Radio 3. We're broadcasting across the nation on 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio, and also in high definition online. Time now is 12:30. Time to join Jonathan Swain as he takes you through the night.